The June 7th tornadoes left a long scar across the northeastern Wisconsin portions of the Shawamigan-Nicolet. Six timber sales that were already in the works have started cleaning up a small portion of that. But the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association would like the U.S. Forest Service to move more quickly on an environmental assessment required before the rest of the cleanup can occur. Association Executive Director Gene Francisco says the storm's blowdown of 3,000 acres on the Menominee Tribal Reservation is already being dealt with.
And they're clearly concerned about the loss of economic value in those trees. As trees begin to get stain in the wood and reduces the value by as much as 50% in a matter of 3 or 4 weeks.
Francisco says a timely salvaging of the national forest trees would also cut down on the risk of fires and the spread of insects and disease. He says there should be an exemption from the national environmental assessment laws. But Forest Service Public Affairs Officer Suzanne Flory says her agency is doing the best it can.
We realize that it's in everybody's best interest to get in there and start getting the salvage work done. We have concerns with the hazardous fuels buildups and the possibility of disease and with the insects.
Flory says the Forest Service is trying to apply the Healthy Forest Restoration Act signed by President Bush in 2003. That's a measure that some environmentalists say threatens to allow too much cleanup of downed or damaged trees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.